Hello family, I hope everybody is doing well. Today's podcast is titled, They Laughed. They Laughed. You might be asking yourself, why this title? What does it mean? I'm going to explain it to you. They Laughed. Imagine sitting there one day and saying, you know what, I think I want to go to nursing school. And then you tell maybe a friend or a family member, a co-worker, say, hey, I think I want to go to nursing school and become a nurse. And then they laugh at you. They say, you go to nursing school to become a nurse? That will never happen. Or imagine saying, hey, I am going to get married. And then you have a ton of people looking at you and saying, you get married? That would never happen. The list goes on. How would you feel? What would you say? How would you react? I want us to look into the scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, we have so much historic stories in which God told his servants or his children about a specific blessing he would give them. At times, they laughed at themselves and say, huh, I don't think this will ever happen. At times, they had people who laughed at them. Let's take Sarah, for example. When we look at Genesis 18, Sarah was told that she would give birth to a son in her old age. She didn't believe it because she was in her old age. She was in her late 90s. God told her first, and then God sent messengers to tell her again. But she laughed and said, me? I've been worn out. How is this possible? I've passed the menopause. How is this possible? So she laughed at herself because she felt that this is not going to happen. But when we move on into Genesis 21, now Sarah is no longer laughing at herself. But she's saying, God has made me laugh. He has put laughter in my mouth. Now others will no longer laugh at me, but rather laugh with me. Because by Genesis 21, God has given Sarah a son. Let's take another example from the same book of Genesis. We are going to take Noah. When God told Noah to build the ark, people mocked him. God told Noah, I'm going to destroy the earth with rain, but I want you to build an ark and take the people I tell you along with the animals that I will tell you. People mocked Noah. They laughed at Noah. They said, look at what you're building. You said God is going to destroy the earth? That's not going to happen. They laughed and mocked. But because no one knew the God he is serving, he continued. In the long run, what happened? The rain happened. The flood happened. And God indeed wiped the face of the earth. But as he said, he kept Noah, his family, and the chosen animals safe. So now, you ask yourself, why is it that people laugh when God tells you something or God is using you to do something? at times people don't have the Spirit of God, and they do not know what God has planned for you. Nobody knows God's plan for you, only God himself. If we look in the book of Jeremiah, he says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to make you prosper and not to hurt you. Sometimes he will tell you, I'm going to do this in your life. But after a little while, when it becomes mute, when God becomes silent, you feel like, no, he said this, but it's not happening. God said I was going to get married. I am now in my 30s. Where is the man? God said I will have a child. I am married in my late 40s. As women, they say our biological clock starts after 35, right? But I'm in my 40s and I'm yet to give my husband a child. I've gone to nursing school over and over and over again, and I keep failing. I'm trying to go back to school, but I am not getting the right school. I'm trying to get a new job. I've put in thousands of applications, but no one has called me yet. And all that people are doing is laughing, laughing, laughing. They laughed, and they are continuing to laugh at me. I also want to take you to David. The Bible says David is a man after God's own heart. The story of David and Goliath, we all know. When David said, I will defeat Goliath, they laughed. They said, you are just a shepherd boy. Even the army couldn't defeat him. What makes you think you can defeat him? But what did David do? He had faith and he stood on his ground because he knew the God that he served. So when he took that little stone, everybody knew that it was over at that point. Because the warriors, the army, they have swords and everything. Yet when Goliath talks, they run and they hide. But you're here to just pick up a little stone? Oh, please. But when he picked up the stone, it was the word that David altered. He said, I come against you. With God's name. Whenever we know and we talk and we affirm God's promises in our life, it makes us have peace within ourselves when people start mocking us. Job was mocked by his friends. When he lost everything, they mocked him. They laughed at him. But God restored him. David was laughed by his enemies, but he always came out victorious. Noah came out victorious. Sarah came out victorious. Now, the man himself, Jesus Christ, whilst on the cross, he was mocked. When they gave him the crown of thorns upon his head, while he was crying on that cross in pain, they laughed and said, but you say you are the king of the Jews. Save yourself. You said you are the Messiah. Save yourself. Why? Because he had told them that if his body was brought down, in 3 days it shall rise back up. And they mocked him. But what happened? Prophecy was fulfilled. In 3 days after his death, he resurrected. My family, my friends, I just want to tell you today that even though they are laughing, even though they laughed, God is not done with you. He knows the plans that He has for you. It will surely come to pass. Delay is not denial. When God was creating you, when He was writing your story from your birth to your death, He did not call a meeting. It was not a conference call. He did not confide in anybody. He did not ask permission from anybody. He created you and gave you gifts and talents. And He gave appointed times of when He will bless you, when He will lift you up, when you will get married, when you'll have a child, when you'll finish your education, get a new job, buy a car, buy a house, and so on. He is not done with you. Don't give up on yourself. Whatever the Lord God has promised shall surely come to pass. The book of Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything. In His own time, Him Himself will make it beautiful. At times we want things to speed up because we are drained from the laughter from our friends, from our family, from enemies. When we say God will do this, they laugh and say it's not going to happen. But today I'm here to tell you, stand on your ground. You know the God who has called you. You know the God that you serve. Delay is not denial. In His own time, He will make it beautiful. So if they are laughing at you, let them laugh. But there's a saying, who laughs last, laughs best. Just like Sarah, who laughed at herself because she thought it was not possible. God of the possibilities made it possible. And then her language changed and said, God has made me laugh. My prayer for you is that may God make you laugh. May laughter never cease from your mouth. May your appointed time come speedily. May God expedite that specific blessing that you've been asking for. May He expedite everything that you've been waiting for. May He give it to you on a silver platter. May He give it to you. And may it be beyond human understanding. May everything you have cried for behind closed doors be granted unto you in public. May God prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. May you eat the good of the land. May prosperity, joy, and happiness be your portion. Yes, they laughed. Yes, they are laughing. But very, very, very soon, you will be laughing the last laugh. This is your host, Nake. This is Youth Let's Talk. I hope this message blessed you. If it has blessed you, please share to other people. If you know someone who is going through depression, heartache, sorrow, because they feel God is taking too long, assure them that delay is not denial. Very soon, what they are asking for shall be granted unto them. God bless you. This is Youth Let's Talk and your host, Nake. Shalom.